Good morning, River Church, and Happy New Year. First sermon of the new year. I'm excited. If you're new here or if you're watching online, my name is Ryan. I'm one of the pastors here at the River, and I'm excited to talk to you today for our New Year's sermon. I don't know why I raised my hand. Don't raise your hands, but is anybody here a New Year's resolution kind of person? All right, there's probably some of us are. Probably some of us are New Year's resolution. We write them down. We try to stick to them. Probably some of us are like me. We write them down, and we usually break them by February, right? But as I've gotten older, one thing I try to do is write down my New Year's resolution, share it with some guys here at the church, just kind of as an accountability thing. And one thing we do is we kind of break it up into different sections. I'll have a section for my spiritual walk, right? How I want to grow with God in 2023. I'll have a section for as a husband, as a father, what are things I want to accomplish in 2023. Physically, you know, want to lose some weight, want to gain some muscle, things like that. But there's always a section there for outdoors because I love to be outdoors. That's kind of my getaway. And so I always have something in there like, I want to shoot a deer this year. I want to take a solo camping trip up in the mountains or something like that. And as I was thinking about the new year and thinking about what I want to resolve to accomplish this year, I was reminded, I was remembering a story of a trip I took with my dad not too long ago. We went up to Colorado. And we were elk hunting with our bows. And so we went to base camp, and then early one morning, we woke up really early, and we hiked up for an hour into the mountains. And we were already pretty high, but even higher. And when the sun came up, we were in this really cool spot where we were on the edge of this avalanche chute from a long time ago. So there were no trees. It was tall grass. And it was foggy, and there were clouds below us, and there were clouds above us. And it was this really cool moment. I'll never forget how it looked as the sun came up, and we were caught in this kind of intermediate land, and it was great, except for about that time, a mountain storm rolled in. And if you've ever been on a mountain when those storms come in, it dropped about 20 degrees, and the wind picked up probably 35 miles per hour, and suddenly, this beautiful spot was no longer that beautiful, because now we were caught out in the open, and it was raining, and the rain felt like little pieces of ice hitting your face, and so we had to hike to get to a spot. And one thing about me is that whenever I'm taking trips like this, I always make a list, kind of a nerd like that, right? I work in Excel all the time for work, so I have my Excel spreadsheet open. I list out everything I want to pack. I want to make sure, because I know when I get to these far-off places, I don't want to get there and think, oh, I forgot something I need, right? So Dad and I are sitting there caught in the storm, and we hike our way along. By the time we finally reach this clump of trees, my hands are numb, my face is numb, I'm soaked to the bone, I'm shivering, and we have this plan that we're going to make a fire, sit in these trees, let the storm pass, and it'll be great. Well, I made a list. I was prepared. I said, great, I have my fire starter. I have my waterproof matches. Let me just grab something to burn. But the more I looked around, everything was soaking wet. I did everything that Bear Grylls would tell me to do. I flipped underneath the tree bark. I flipped over logs. Everything was wet. And so even though I was extremely prepared to start a fire, to do these things I need to do, the one thing I need to be prepared to do, which is just bring a little bit of tissue or a little bit of something that could catch a flame, I forgot, right? And I'm reminded of that because I think for some of us, 2022 is probably like that, right? We started off, we had a plan, we were ready, we started down this road for 2022. Hey, I'm going to be financially free, or hey, I'm going to fix this relationship, or I'm going to do this at work. And the further down we got, we realized we were very prepared, but we didn't have really what we needed to get through 2022. And as we look toward 2023, we probably feel like we're kind of in the same boat. If you have your Bibles today, we're going to be in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, I don't like to drop you all into the middle of a book without giving you some context. Context is always important. Paul has been, this is the letter Paul writes to the church in Ephesus. He's been basically, for the first five chapters, he's been telling them, hey, here's our place with Christ. Here's where you stand with Christ. Here's some things you should know about your walk with Christ. And in chapter 6, he's going to turn and say, here's how we should walk with Christ, right? So we can't go back and recap all of the first five, but if you're looking for something to read in the new year, a good place to start. I love the book of Ephesians. It's a good one to start. But the verse we're going to start with, we're going to read, starts with the word finally. Anytime you see that word in Scripture, it means we need to go back and see what he's talking about. So in a Spark Notes high-level review, Paul's going to say, finally, which is like his way of saying, in light of everything we just talked about, right? In light of all that God has done for you. in light of the standing you have as a child of God, right? In light of the calling that God puts on your life, in light of the calling to be mature Christians, in light of the conduct that God calls you to live in light of the Holy Spirit in your life. And then he moves on. So let's pick up verse 10, Ephesians 6, starting verse 10. Finally, so in light of all these things, right? Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and by his vast strength. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this darkness, against evil spiritual forces in the heavens. For this reason, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having prepared everything, to take your stand. I bet if we took a poll, I bet if I was to ask you, this is January 1st, first day of the new year, there's probably a group of us who are very excited for a new year, because you know, I was reading, as I was preparing for this, I talked about how God, one guy was saying, God works in circles. You know, God made planets in circles. He made stars in circles. He made the way the planets will orbit around the thing in circles. There's 365 days in a year, and it starts over. There's 60 minutes in an hour. There's 60 seconds in a minute. You know, everything is just a circle. And so it's good to start over. You have a restart. It's almost like God designed us for that way. And there's probably some of us that think, hey, this is going to be great. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to be more productive. But I also know there's a group of us here who think, hey, 2022 didn't go the way I wanted it to. And then Halloween came, and then Thanksgiving, and then I pushed these things aside to make room for Christmas, and I drank the hot chocolate, hung the lights, and I wrapped the presents, and I did all these things, and then Christmas Day came and went. And now it's January 1, I'm looking, and I still have the same problem that I had in 2022 to start 2023, right? Some of us aren't starting on a level hill. Some of us are starting at the bottom of the hill. We're going to start 2023 at the bottom, have to crawl our way out and then go. And I know that. I mean, I'm part of the way in that, right? But I want you to know this morning, I want to give you encouragement because God offers us something for 2023, whether you're starting on a flat surface or whether you're starting a hole and you got to dig your way out. God offers us something in 2023 to help us get through. If you have, if you take notes, or if you want to take notes, there's communication cards under your seat. By all means, please do it. I have 4 points for you today. 4 points. Point one is this. In 2023, God's strength for you is personal. For us to be successful in 2023, whether we're at the bottom of the hill or we're starting at the top, we need to be strengthened by God. And his strength for you is a personal strength. I think so often we have the tendency to think of God in this cosmic, huge, non-personal way. I think it's just natural for us to think about that, right? We think he died for the sins of all men. He didn't die for me. He died for all people, right? Or God offers his strength to everybody, but not really to me. I mean, it's up there. It's like something I can pull from, but it's not really for me. But that's not what the scripture says, right? In fact, A.W. Tozer puts it like this. An infinite God can give all of himself to each of his children. He does not distribute himself that each may have a part, but to each one he gives all of himself as if there were no others. This past week, my youngest, my two-year-old, had surgery. And anytime my kids have surgery, whether big or small, I get really nervous. And in this one, they're going to have to put him under anesthesia, they're going to put a breathing tube in him, and so I was just... The night before his surgery, couldn't sleep. And I went to his room and I laid down on his floor and I started praying. And I was reminded of all the times I've gone into that room and prayed for my children. And I went in there and I laid down, and I started praying for Ezra, and I was saying, God, you know, hey, I need you to protect him. I need this anesthesia to be okay. I need him to wake up from surgery. I need this to all go okay. And I was just reminded of all the times that I've gone in there and prayed for my children. If you were here when I talked about losing my job, I used to go in that room and lay down and pray for God to move and help our family. In the middle of that prayer, God stopped me. And he said, Ryan, am I a good God? And I said, yeah, I'm remembering all the things you've done for me here in this room. And he said, then Ezra's going to be okay. And I knew it. That was it. It was a personal message to me. It was God's way of speaking into my life, a personal strength for me. And that's what God offers us in Scripture. It's not something that's just, hey, I'll give you strength. It says, hey, meet me, and I will meet you where you are and give you strength in a way that only you can receive it, in a way that will speak to your heart in a way that no one else will understand. Isaiah 41:10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God's strength for you in 2023 is a personal strength. He offers himself. Point number two, God's strength for you in 2023 is present. A present strength. What does that mean? Probably kind of the same way I'm thinking about God's up here in the clouds. We think God's strength is just there, right? It's just kind of always up there. But when Jesus transcends, goes up into heaven, he says, I don't leave you alone. I leave you with a helper, the Holy Spirit, right? Romans 8:26-27 says it like this. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he, God, who searches our hearts, knows the mind of the Spirit because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. The Holy Spirit is a daily pouring out of God's strength in your life, of God's presence in your life. It's not something that's stale. It's not something that you have a bar and you think, well, I'm going to pull from it, but eventually I'm going to run out of God's strength. It's a daily pouring out of his presence for you, for you. And the last half of that verse that we aren't really going to go too much into talks about spiritual warfare, right? It talks about we don't fight against flesh and blood. We're fighting against the principalities of darkness. We need God's presence every day to strengthen us. Because if you have not experienced spiritual warfare, which I bet you have, if you love Jesus, you have experienced it. But if you haven't experienced it, let me tell you, it's coming. Because the last thing Satan wants is a room full of people who love Jesus, who are filled with his strength, who are doing his will to go out here and go change the world. No way he wants that, right? We need God, his strength to be poured out on us daily. We need the Holy Spirit to be poured out on us daily. Psalm 46:1-3 says, God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, so its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake and surge. Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord is with you wherever you go. The strength of God in your life is present and available every single day. Lamentations, I love this verse. Lamentations 3:22 says this, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never end. They are new every morning. God's strength for you in 2023 is present. It's present. It's personal. It's present. Point number three. God's strength for you in 2023 is powerful. Powerful. Not vanilla. It's not something we read about in a book. It's not real. It's a powerful strength that comes from the Almighty. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the three people is the hardest names to write in the Bible, or hardest names to write because I was trying to type them up, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? And if y'all remember their story, King Nebuchadnezzar built this golden statue, and he said, hey guys, made a decree. Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpets and the flutes and things, you're going to stop what you're doing, you're going to turn, and you're going to bow down and worship this idol. And my guys said, no, we're not going to do that. Word got back to the king that these three people were saying, no, we're not going to worship this golden statue you created. And so Nebuchadnezzar gets real mad, and he had this big, you know, the punishment was, if you don't worship, I'm going to throw you in a fire. But when hearing that these three Israelites were saying no, he says, heat the furnace up 7 times hotter than normal. So hot that the men who are carrying the three of them to the furnace died. That's some pretty hot furnace, right? And then Nebuchadnezzar brings them and says, look how hot that furnace is. It just killed those two guys that were carrying y'all. You want to change your mind now? I'll give you one more chance. Change your mind. And their response is one of the coolest, most powerful faith in God kind of responses. In Daniel 3, 16 through 18, they say this, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, we don't need to answer you to this question. If the God we serve exists, then he can rescue us from the furnace, and he can rescue us from the power of you, O king. And I love this. But even if he does not rescue us, we will not worship you or the gods that you serve. That is a powerful strength, right? I want us to go into 2023 with a strength and a knowledge of God that says, God will deliver me in 2023 from whatever I have going on. But even if he doesn't, God is still good. God is still good. Exodus 15:2 says, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not fear. Do not dread. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. God's strength is for you. And it's a strength that means you can accomplish anything. Anything. Anything in 2023. All right? And Jeremiah, I love Jeremiah. And Jeremiah says, I am the Lord my God. Is there anything too hard for me? We need to tap into the Lord's strength because it's present, personal, and it's powerful. And no matter what you have coming up in 2023, God says, my strength is there for you. Powerful. We can accomplish this together. God's strength for you is powerful. And the last point today, number four. God's strength for you is perfect. Perfect. I want you to know, so when I said that earlier, that some of us probably are looking at 2023, and we feel nervous, or we just know there's a lot coming, right? We just know there's a big hill we have to climb. I want you to know that God's strength for you is perfect. That no matter what it is literally perfectly equipped to accomplish that which you have to, 2023. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says it perfectly. It says, my grace is sufficient for you and my strength is made perfect in your weakness. God's strength is ready to crush those hills, to face those giants. We serve a God who sees the tears we cry at night when no one's around, who hears our groaning, hears our cries, hears our worries and our anxieties, and his strength is perfect for whatever you're going through. Psalm 26:3, you, God, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because they trust in you. Psalm 73, my flesh and my heart may fail, but my God is my strength and my portion forever. 2 Thessalonians, the Lord is faithful and he will strengthen you and protect you from evil. Andrew Murray says this, do not strive in your own strength, but cast yourself at the feet of the Lord and wait upon him in the sure confidence that he is with you and that he works with you. Strive in prayer. Let faith fill your heart so that you will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God's strength for you, perfect. I don't know how to, I was telling the leaders before church, I wrote a completely different sermon than out of Titus, my favorite verse out of Titus. I just didn't feel right. It just wasn't what God had. Right? And when I was writing this, my heart went out to our people. And my heart is for our people because I know that the new year can bring so many good things, but for a lot of us, it's a really hard time. And it can be very daunting. It can be a very intimidating time. And I want you to be encouraged today that God offers himself, his strength for you, that the power we hear about in Scripture is for you. But if you are waking up this morning thinking, I don't know how we're going to do this, I don't know how we're going to get out of this financial hole, I don't know how we're going to fix this marriage, I don't know how I'm going to fix this at work, God wrote this sermon to tell you that he stands ready to pour himself out for you. And that if we will tap into God's strength, if we will focus on knowing God, and to do that, right, what do we have to do? We have to spend time with God. That's easy. You got to pray. You got to spend some time in His Word. And if you don't know how to do any of those things, we have lots of resources here. Reach out to one of the pastors. We'd be happy to help you in any way we can. But we need to tap into God and know who God is to accomplish the things that are coming in 2023. I read a book a few years ago about a pastor in the 1800s. And he has a story in it. He talks about when he was a little kid and he used to go to his grandfather's house. And his grandfather was a pastor. And he said he would go to his grandfather's house, he lived way out in the country, and he was terrified of thunderstorms. He said one night he was there at his grandfather's house and the storm was right on top of him. He said it felt like the entire house was about to fall. And he pulled the blanket over his head and he said, "This is it." He said every time the thunder rolled, he could hear it and feel it in his chest. But in the darkness, he heard his granddad call out. He said, "Hey, come here, come here." He said, "Get out of the bed," and he ran across and found his granddad in the kitchen. And his granddad said, grabbed him and said, "Don't be afraid. I want to show you something." And he opened the door and took him out to the washroom, which was kind of like a porch area, and had his wash bucket outside. And the bucket was filled with water and overflowing from the rain. And the grandfather said, "Come here, son. Come here." And he cupped his hands. He dipped it in. And he drank it. And he said, "How sweet is the rain that falls from heaven." And the boy said, in that moment, he just felt so much safety from his grandfather. And he's suddenly not afraid of the storm because he saw the passion and strength in his grandfather. And he said, "Come, son, try this." And so his son dipped his hands in and drank it. He said he closed his eyes, and it was the sweetest water he'd ever tasted. And his grandfather said this: "What bliss to taste the sweetness of God even as it pours through the fiercest of thunderstorms." And that's my hope for us today. In 2023, we will taste and know and see God regardless of the thunderstorms, regardless of the hard times, that we would say, "I met new God." That like Job, we would say, "My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you." And that's my heart for us. Let's pray. I want to do something. If every head bowed and every eye closed, and if you have 2023 coming, and it's going to be a year that's going to be hard for you, if you're waking up this morning and you're thinking, "I don't know how I'm going to do this. I just have so much to overaccomplish." Will you raise your hand with no one looking around, just because I want to pray for you? Amen. Be y'all's hands. Amen. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, God, thank you for your strength. Thank you for your goodness and your steadfast love, God. Thank you that like that story, God, we can, in the midst of hard times, that we can still experience and know and see you. God, for our family who is going through a hard time, who looks at 2023 and just says, "God, I don't know how I'm going to do this." Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your strength is made alive in their life. That God, where your word says that your strength is made perfect in our weakness, that God, they see that they know that. That they're filled with confidence in knowing that the God we serve is there and nothing's too hard for him. That he offers himself to us. God, I pray that my heart is with these people, God, and with these families. And I just pray that, God, you would be with us this year. That in 2023, we would know you and experience you, that we would find your strength sufficient for all of our needs. God, we pray for you to do big things in our lives, that we would know you and see you in 2023. For all this in your name, Father. Amen.